Hello, welcome to day 20 of United Way for Southeastern Michigan's 21-day equity challenge. My name is Kendall. I use she, her pronouns. In an effort to provide accessible content, many of our speakers will share a visual description of themselves. If you were looking at me now, you would see that I am a black woman with short black hair, fair-skinned, with warm eyes and a kind smile. Let's dive into our equity challenge content for today. A system designed to build white wealth will ultimately not work to build black wealth. Dorothy A. Brown, a law professor and nationally recognized scholar in tax policy. Today's entry was written by Community Housing Network, also known as CHN. One of our Equity Challenge community group partner organizations. Learn more about CHN at the bottom of today's email. At the end of last January, 653,104 people in the U.S., or about 20 of every 10,000 people, were counted as homeless on a single night, according to the 2023 Annual Homeless Assessment Report by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, also known as HUD. This figure, a 12% increase from 2022, is the highest since HUD began reporting on the issue to Congress in 2007. A lack of affordable housing, according to experts, is a major cause. Just 16% of homes for sale in 2023 were affordable for the typical U.S. household, the lowest share on record. That is down from 20.7% in 2022 and more than 40% before the pandemic home buying boom. Not only that, but reports show half of the U.S. renters have been cost burdened by the last 2 years, meaning they spent 30% of their income on rent and utilities. Today, only 37 affordable homes are available for every 100 extremely low-income renters. As a result, 70% of the lowest-wage households spend more than half of their income on rent, placing them at higher risk for homelessness when unexpected expenses, such as car repairs and medical bills, arise. This affordable housing crisis that our nation is struggling with is compounded by the issue of closing the gap in homeownership rates among Black Americans, which has fallen behind since the financial crisis in 2008. According to the report, the gap between Black and white homeownership is now wider than it was more than 50 years ago, right before the 1968 Fair Housing Act was enacted to create equal housing opportunities for minorities, according to a report by the Urban Institute. In Detroit, where mortgage payments are amongst the lowest in the country, just 31.8% of listings were affordable for the typical Black household in 2023, and 50.2% were affordable for the average Latino household. That is much lower than the 66% of affordable listings for the typical white household. CHN is determined to help close the Black home ownership gap, which can impact the number of individuals experiencing homelessness, but we need your help to achieve this mission. We must work together to end racial housing discrimination that has been perpetuated for generations, along with hundreds of years of institutional racism, much of which still exists today. Here are some examples of systematic housing discrimination. Restrictive housing covenants. Although the Fair Housing Act of 1968 forbids all discrimination in housing, researchers point to the lingering effects of racially restrictive covenants that required home deeds in communities across the U.S. to include clauses that explicitly denied buyers based on their race, ethnicity, or religion. a 2020 study by the Seattle Civil Rights and Labor History Project published ongoing research that so far found covenants covering more than 30,000 properties in Washington State, for example. Secret bias in mortgage approval algorithms. An investigation done by The Markup and first reported by the Associated Press found that algorithm lenders used to determine whether an applicant qualifies for a home mortgage have an inherent bias against minorities, mostly Black applicants, making their path to achieving home ownership and building wealth exponentially more difficult. Predatory lending. Predatory lending is an easily overlooked business that has damaged communities of color and low-income borrowers for decades. It traps them in never-ending cycles of debt with high-interest loans on coercive terms. Changing the course of this entrenched problem will require intentional policymaking, an evidentiary foundation, and effective partnerships at the national and local level between the many stakeholders in the housing ecosystem. Bringing the rate of Black home ownership up to that of white Americans would require increasing the number of Black homeowners by 72%, or 5 million, according to the consortium of housing groups known as the Black Homeownership Collaborative, which aims to increase Black homeownership by 3 million households by 2030. CHN builds affordable housing that is diverse and inclusive, where residents have access to opportunity and can be integral parts of the community. In addition to our efforts, learn more about what is happening in our state to address systemic racism and dismantle housing discrimination and segregation. Michigan's Campaign to End Homelessness Action Plan. Michigan's Statewide Housing Plan. The Michigan State Housing Development Authority said they acknowledge that they must do better to increase Black homeownership, and they will continue to invest in resources and advocate for policies that make homeownership attainable. If you are facing a crisis that may put your current housing at risk, CHN may be able to help. Get help on our website by completing the Housing Needs Information Request form. Leave us a message at 248-269-1335 or toll free is 1-866-282-3119. Text HOUSING to 248-269-1335. Send an email to the Housing Resource Center. Contact 211, a free service that connects Michigan residents with health and answers from thousands of health and human services agencies and resources right in their communities, quickly, easily, and confidentially. After listening to today's content, we encourage you to reflect on the following questions and possibly discuss them with a friend, family member, or colleague. Consider your personal privileges and knowledge of the barriers to housing that exist. What does affordable housing mean to you? What can you do to empower or support communities with education, opportunities, and a vision for wealth building that can pave the way to closing the wealth gap? Are you aware of local housing resources to help support someone experiencing a housing crisis or housing instability? Resources are listed within this daily email. We encourage you to take action by reading, watching, and listening to them. Thank you so much for listening to our Equity Challenge content today. I hope you learned something new and feel empowered to tackle injustice wherever your day takes you. And as always, continue to light the way.
We We'd like to give our sincerest gratitude to everyone that made our fourth annual 21-Day Equity Challenge a success. This Equity Challenge Day was produced by United Way for Southeastern Michigan. Special thank you to Steph Rawls, Tiffany Bucks, Shayla Zimmerman, Andre Ebron, our voice actors, our DEI committee, and community partners. Huge thank you to our music producer, Daniel Sharp. Thank you to our sponsors of the Equity Challenge, to our audience, and to everyone who participated in this year's challenge. To hear more recorded content and read the Equity Challenge, please visit UnitedWaySEM.org/Equity Challenge.